Commander Norton was sorely tempted, but as captain, his first duty was to his ship. If anything went badly wrong on this initial probe, he might have to run for it. So that left his second officer, Lieutenant Commander Mercer, as the obvious choice. Norton willingly admitted that Carl was better suited for the mission. The authority on life support systems, Mercer had written some of the standard textbooks on the subject. He had personally checked out innumerable types of equipment, often under hazardous conditions, and his biofeedback control was famous. At a moment's notice, he could cut his pulse rate by 50% and reduce respiration to almost zero for up to 10 minutes. These useful little tricks had saved his life on more than one occasion. Yet, despite his great ability and intelligence, he was almost wholly lacking in imagination. To him, the most dangerous experiments or missions were simply jobs that had to be done. He never took unnecessary risks, and had no use at all for what was commonly regarded as courage. The two mottos on his desk summed up his philosophy of life. One asked, "What have you forgotten?" The other said, "Help stamp out bravery." The fact that he was widely regarded as the bravest man in the fleet was the only thing that ever made him angry. Given Mercer, that automatically selected the next man, his inseparable companion, Lieutenant Joe Calvert. It was hard to see what the two had in common. The lightly built, rather highly strung navigating officer was 10 years younger than his stolid and imperturbable friend, who certainly did not share his passionate interest in the art of the primitive cinema. But no one can predict where lightning will strike, and years ago, Mercer and Calvert had established an apparently stable liaison. That was common enough. Much more unusual was the fact that they also shared a wife back on Earth, who had borne each of them a child. Commander Norton hoped that he could meet her one day. She must be a very remarkable woman. The triangle had lasted for at least 5 years, and still seemed to be an equilateral one. Two men were not enough for an exploring team. Long ago it had been found that three was the optimum, for if one man was lost, two might still escape where a single survivor would be doomed. After a good deal of thought, Norton had chosen Technical Sergeant Willard Myron, a mechanical genius who could make anything work or design something better if it wouldn't. Myron was the ideal man to identify alien pieces of equipment. On a long sabbatical from his regular job as associate professor at Astrotech, the sergeant had refused to accept a commission on the grounds that he did not wish to block the promotion of more deserving career officers. No one took this explanation very seriously, and it was generally agreed that Will rated zero for ambition. He might make it to space sergeant, but would never be a full professor. Myron, like countless NCOs before him, had discovered the ideal compromise between power and responsibility.